I'm just going to jump right in. I'm firing myself.
Welcome to Raising the Flipping Bar, the go-to podcast for aspiring and seasoned real estate investors. I'm your host, Derek Marlin, and I'm the CEO of Elevation. We're a real estate investment company based right here in Denver, Colorado. We'll dive into smart investment strategies, market insights, and essential tips for scaling your real estate ventures. Whether you're making your first investment or your 100th investment, this podcast is your blueprint for success in the ever-evolving world of real estate investing. Get ready to elevate your real estate game and begin your journey with me.
Wanted to set the stage with today's episode, and it's all about essentially firing myself. I always like to try to think of, how do I relate this to a story or something unique? It really goes back to when I was working in the NFL for the Broncos. I believe it was 2005. And one of the cool things about working in the league was there was league meetings. So there were all the football operations folks that would get together and all the business operations folks that would get together. The fun thing was you would travel around the country. You would always go to a new city, and it was normally a city where there was a newer or a new stadium that had been built. So at that time, the Seattle Seahawks stadium was fairly new, and the president and CEO, Todd Lewicki, of the Seahawks spoke. And something that really spoke to me was his intensity and his compassion for running the organization, but from a ground floor level or a grassroots level. One of the cool things that he would do is every year he would attend two games. He would actually attend a preseason game, which you can barely get season ticket holders to attend preseason games, let alone the top executive for running an NFL franchise. What he would do is he wanted to see how the business functioned through the consumer's eyes. So he would get dressed up in his regular Seattle Seahawks gear. He would drive in. He would sit through traffic. He would park in the parking lots. He'd walk. He'd see everything that was going on with his franchise. He'd get concession food. Yeah, I mean, think of a CEO eating probably a lukewarm hot dog. Like, most people wouldn't do that, but he would do that. He would sit in the nosebleeds. He'd sit in the 500 level at the very top of the stadium. He would just experience every single aspect of his NFL franchise. And it's something that really has always stuck with me. So what we're doing is we're essentially kind of getting back to basics at Elevation. We're taking that same philosophy of, instead of working on your business versus working in your business, I'm kind of flipping the script. And that story with Todd Lewicki just reminded me that I can really admire, even though I'm a Broncos fan, for those of the audience that know, we're obviously based in Denver. Even though somebody ran the Sea Chickens, as we call them, we can still support somebody that's just a really good leader. Let's kind of talk about how I'm changing my roles. Again, I fired myself as the CEO. The good news is I at least hired myself as the COO. The way that I'm thinking about this is, for those of you that are listening, I'm holding up a book by Michael Gerber, and it's called The E-Myth. This is honestly one of my favorite books. I actually can look back at this book, and it's super kind of yellowed and weathered, which is weirdly fun to look at. But he talks about typically working on your business versus working in your business. And I'm really just flipping the script. I'm really focusing on working much more in the business than I am all these different visionary type roles. Where did this stem from? Let me tell you where this stemmed from. And it came from a strategic meeting that I had with my friend and colleague, Doug Slaybaugh. He's been on some episodes, and he runs a company called The CPA Coach. We do strategic planning. We do business coaching, is kind of what most people would call it. I do a review at the end of every quarter. I say what things went great and what things didn't go so great. And I really look back at it, and looking at first quarter of 2024, that was still a weird and rough quarter for us. It's the first time that we can ever remember. I started doing this back in 2009 and really full-time in 2015, where the first quarter was honestly not as strong for luxury products, which is over $1 million, than it was in the fourth quarter. So we've got a flip that's still sitting on the market right now. We just cut this sucker $100,000. We got to cut that and move on and make money as fast as humanly possible. So we're just going on to the next one. But we really try to think about, what did we want to change? And I'm really sensitive to not leaning into, oh, the market wasn't good. Yes, interest rates are still high. But if you have that mentality, you're never going to succeed. And I really wanted to be hard on myself and hard on my company from an evaluation standpoint. We looked back and we said, how can we get more involved on a day-to-day basis? And the one thing that we thought that we needed to focus on that we just didn't do the best job, and that comes from me as the leader, is accountability. So if I look back, I should have been more accountable with our sales management. And then that translates down to how they are accountable with our sales team and our real estate agents. We've got great agents on our team, but everybody needs to be coached up in the proper manner. I still need to dive into accountability when it comes to the project management side. How do we run our projects more efficiently? How do we cut our costs in reasonable areas without affecting the quality of the work? From a marketing perspective, what type of content do I put out? How consistent am I? It was all about casting this vision, but really getting back to the basics. I'm a sports guy, you guys know this, but we call this the fundamentals or the blocking and tackling. So if I put my old football helmet back on, it's all about just being really good at blocking and tackling. Even so far as to work what we call essentially our business partners. So whether it's working with Doug, my CPA coach on strategic planning, whether it's working with our fractional CFO, Matt Krieger, who does a great job as well. But I needed to get into a better flow and look at things on a more consistent basis of how do we move the needle now instead of always planning for a year down the road, 3 years down the road, 10 years down the road, whatever that might be. So I think that was really one of the big focuses. It was really tough for me because I have, you can see behind me in the background, and for those of you listening, I'm actually recording from my office instead of our podcast studio. I read a ton, and it's like you're reading all these books. You're trying to be the best leader that you can be. You're trying to be a visionary by definition, by the way we run our business through the EOS system and the Traction book, which is actually right behind me. You really are looking at planning 1 year out, 3 years out, 5 years, and even 10 years out to cast your vision. Which again, I think is really important, but it's all about striving. And really what we have been doing is striving. If you think about the, what's called the Eisenhower matrix, the 4-box matrix, and you either label things that are urgent or you label things that are important. It depends upon where those things fall. So with that matrix, I'm really always as the CEO trying to give my staff the runway to do a great job in their specific roles or their divisions. And trying to live in what they call box number 3 or the kind of that top right quadrant. And those are things that are important, but they're not urgent. So think of strategic planning. Think of putting a extra piece of your business together that might drive revenue, but you might not need it today. Think of maybe where the market's shifting. Those are all important pieces of the puzzle. But really, I felt like I was focusing on that actually too much. And I wasn't involved as much on the day-to-day. Which again, for me is really hard because you read all these books, you go to college, you get an MBA, whatever your educational background might be. It's all about relying on staff and trying to scale up and trying to grow your business. Of course, nobody can do things on their own and they will only go so far. But sometimes the last 3 books that I read, it was all about maximizing productivity, thinking of it from a visionary perspective, thinking of it from 3 years down the road, 5 years down the road. I felt like I lost my way a little bit. So we are getting back to basics and we are going to work on the business versus in the business. So again, this book, The E-Myth, we're flipping the script, still phenomenal philosophies, but that's really our goal. I tried to create a new avatar for myself. So when Doug and I were working on this, it was really about, for me, what can I do to put my COO hat on? Or if you think of the book Traction, they call it the integrator role. So again, you kind of have the CEO and the visionary person, which is where my natural inclination goes to running the business. I'll never give that up, but I'm putting that in the closet for a little bit and putting that on the shelf and putting my integrator hat on. I'm putting my COO hat on. I know this is kind of ridiculous, but hopefully everybody gets a little bit of a laugh out of it. I'm a big fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I've loved him from when I was younger. I was into weightlifting and playing different sports, obviously the original Mr. Olympia. I'm just trying to change my persona. So instead of the integrator, I'm thinking of myself as the Terminator. So it's like, how do I get up every single morning and how do I just crush the day? That might be also working in tandem with my staff. So how do I get more involved with them? How do I get really back in the trenches? I'm actually really energized and I'm invigorated by this. One of the people I try to look to, obviously people that are way smarter than me and way more successful than me. And one of my business mentors from afar, we've obviously never met, but Howard, he is the founder and he is the CEO of Starbucks. I did some homework and double checked, and I knew he had been in and out of the CEO and the leadership role, but he's actually done that 3 times. On all 3 different occasions, he felt like he needed to get back involved. For him, it was more going from a founder and chairman of the board role to the CEO. For him, the CEO is actually much more involved in day-to-day and running, obviously, a monstrous publicly traded company. For him, it was also when they faced challenges, when they faced adversity, and every single time he was actually able to help reinvent the company and he was helped to take it to a new level, which is actually a result of their stock price. So I'm trying to channel my inner Howard Schultz, think of it through my Arnold Schwarzenegger lens of getting on my motorcycle, and it's like Terminator time. It's time to get back to basics and just kick ass every single day. The other thing that I'm really going to rely on is, again, since I've put all this work and time and energy into the visionary planning part of our business, it's something that Doug and I just worked on. And things are not, the rails are not going to fall off, I guess is the easiest way to say it, if I really don't focus on strategy long-term for the next quarter or two quarters. Like, I think this entire year would play out better if I just get back to the basics of blocking and tackling in tandem with my team and get back out in the field. I'm really excited to do that. One of the other kind of weird things that we were thinking about is we're filming this out of our Broadway Collective co-work space. It's a really beautiful co-work space. I actually enjoy getting up and going to the office. I'm not a person that does well working from home, but I almost realized that I was too comfortable in this beautiful office that we've built, and I wasn't out in the field as much. So what I'm doing is I'm actually figuring out with each one of our agents, as an example, we give them a choice of 7 or 8 different business verticals that they can really lean into and grow their business, which of course in turn helps Elevation. What I'm doing is I'm rolling up my sleeves and I'm going on sales appointments with our agent team. I'm supporting our sales manager to say, hey, I'm going to get on the phones and I'm going old school. I love sales. I came from a sales background. I was selling baseball cards when I was little. I started a car wash and detail business. Like, I've sold my whole life. I'm actually really weirdly excited to get back on the phones and get back into sales. I'm going to be cold calling sellers direct. If you're listening to this, you might get a call from me. I'm going door to door. I'm going old school. We used to actually, or we still do, but I don't do it. When we fix and flip a property, we pass out flyers in about a 4-block radius. And that flyer says, hey, I'm working in your neighborhood. And oh, by the way, if you're interested in selling your house, I'll buy the house, I'll pay cash, I'll pay your referral fees. I'm going door knocking. I'm really getting down and dirty and getting back to the basics. I'm really going to get involved in teaching. It's a passion of mine and it's something that I love anyways, but we've started 2 new meetups. We're going to be teaching classes here at the Broadway Collective and in the field. I'm going to be teaching in the older adult community. I'm going to be teaching at other real estate agencies. If anybody wants free classes taught, hit us up, DM us, give us a call, whatever, connect with us. I'm going to be teaching and I'm going to be out in the field. And then what I'm also going to do is I'm going to work hand in hand with our project manager, Travis, and we're going to really continue to refine our rehab budgets. So our last couple deals, we've had 2 deals that have been over $1 million. They've been in like the 1.25 to roughly $1.3 million price point. Typically, we would only do one of those at a time. We would stagger them, but we've got 2 going and our capital has been tied up for so long. They'll still be decent deals, but at the end of the day, we're going to get back to our roots, which are flipping properties that are roughly $750,000 or less and doing them in a much quicker manner. So I'm excited to actually get back with Travis and get into budgeting those properties again, walking those properties with our agents, really pointing out how do we maximize our budgets. It's all going to be about working in the business versus this visionary cast of working on the business. The other thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to revamp my work week. I think that by doing this, it's really going to help set me up for success. And we're trying to really evaluate that for our staff as well.
So we're going to take a quick break and tell you about the next Elevation Academy. If you're looking to dive deep into real estate investing, this is definitely the event for you. Our academy features over 100-step process to help you navigate every single thing from market analysis all the way down to every aspect of project management. So this is tailored for both beginners and seasoned investors. And our 1-day intensive training will equip you with the strategies and insights needed to elevate your real estate investing game. Spots are definitely limited, so click on the link below in the show notes to sign up and transform your approach to real estate investing. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
So one of the things that I'm also going to do by really focusing in the business versus on the business is I'm retooling my schedule and my week. One of the things that I love, there's a great business consultant out there. His name is Dan Martell, and he wrote a book called Buy Back Your Time. What he did is he gives you a supplementary document, and it's essentially planning out your week. For those of you guys listening, definitely check out our YouTube channel. I'm showing everybody this live, but my nerd week, as I call it, is completely blocked out. And every single hour is scheduled. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it does also include personal stuff. It includes, of course, family time. But if you work on essentially the most important thing to drive your business, for me, when I'm most productive is the mornings. And so I've actually got 3 days of my calendar revamped to where my old schedule was. I would normally get up at 5:27 every morning. I would eat a little something, I'd work out, and then I'd get into the office around 8 o'clock and do my day. But you definitely get a little distracted sometimes. So what I'm actually going to do, and I'm helping let my staff know, is that I'm going to get up and I'm going to crank on working on the business versus in the business from 5:30 in the morning till about 8 every morning, or I should say 3 days a week. Then I'm going to go to the gym because that's still really important for me. Then I'm going to show up at the office at about 10:30. Again, if you can, because they say eat the elephant one bite at a time, do that every single morning in our books. And then I'm blocking out tons of afternoons for sales appointments. I want to be in the streets. I want to be with my agent team. I want to be with our sales manager. I want to be with our partners. And I'm really revamping the way that we're going to do everything. Another area we're really going to lean into and focus on, I know a lot of you guys have turned into some of our episodes about how to source deals. It's actually been a fun change. The terminology has gone from senior citizen to older adult. We're going to really lean into that space even more. So we're going to be out meeting with so many more people in that business vertical, delivering value to that community. I'm really excited because I'm one of the guys that actually loves sitting in grandma and grandpa's living room and talking to them, learning about their lives, figuring out what are their problems, how can we help solve this? We're going to help win for them. And we're going to help win for the business. So it's all about revamping your week. I think that's something that's also super important. We're getting back to basics again from a teaching and a training perspective. It's really cool. Definitely, if you guys are listening to us, jump on the platform called Meetup. And we actually now have 3 different meetups. It's all free and it's just building our community. And so we have a Fix and Flip Live meetup, and that's where we're meeting people on site at all of our different flips. And Travis, our project manager, runs those. So those are really great, but I'm going to be more in attendance. I just did one a day or two before this filming. And it was phenomenal. And then shocker, we had 4 people sign up for our academy. It's like the proof is in the pudding, but not until I'm there sometimes. Then we have another meetup that's more centric around business owners, entrepreneurs, small business owners via the Broadway Collective. It is real estate-ish, kind of leans into real estate, but we've got people in all different business verticals of how do we all grow our businesses together. That is where we're talking about finance, accounting, marketing, sales, strategy, human relations, legal, that whole thing. So that's going to be another one. And then it was really great. We did this before COVID, and then obviously the world shut down and nobody got together. But we're really excited. We're starting back up our bread and butter elevation meetup. And that's going to be really targeted to delivering value to real estate investors, real estate agents, contractors, and really anybody in related fields. So think property management. Think insurance, think financial planning, think banking, hard money lending, anybody in our large umbrella, we're going to be doing those on a monthly basis. Definitely check the show notes out. We'll have all the details for you. But again, it's all about me being there and being there in person and being really engaged in how do we, you know, revamp and regrow our business. Kind of as we wrap up this episode, this is definitely not one of our longer ones, but it's one that hopefully you can see and hear the passion that I've got. And I'm really excited to see how second quarter goes. We will always do kind of a postmortem and see how this quarter went for us. So definitely check back in the next 3 or 4 months. I'm going to put myself to the test and really read my own scorecard. But what I'm really excited about are to roll up my sleeves, to get back to work, to get back to basics and be in the trenches with my team. If this actually speaks to you, we are growing our real estate agent team. We are looking for 1 or 2 badass rock star people who want to lean into the investment side of the business. You can still do some traditional real estate. But I think with the NAR settlement, the way people worked with kind of from a traditional buyer's agent perspective, our business model is set up to crush it and really not have to rely on that. This speaks to you. Get in touch with Adam, our sales manager, and we're bringing on one, maybe two. We don't need a ton of folks. We just want people that fit culturally and want to make a bunch of money and have a ton of fun. And again, leaning into the investment space. The other thing I'm really excited to do is actually almost, again, put my COO or integrator hat back on. And this will better help me refine this job position so that hopefully in the next 6 to 9 months, I'm ready to actually hire somebody who can help me and run this business from an integrator, an operations director, a COO level type of role so that I can get back to the visionary, because that is where my true passion is. I think that's where I can derive the most value for us as a company and to all of our stakeholders. But I think this is going to be better to actually make sure that job is dialed. So as an aside, if that's you, please reach out to us. Anything we can do, again, we would love to connect with you. We would love to, instead of just listening to this, get in touch with us and join one of our communities. And we will catch you guys on the flip side.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Raising the Flipping Bar. If you found value in our insights and stories, let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on social media and be sure to share this episode with friends or colleagues who might benefit. Your feedback and reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you. So please, if you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review. Thanks again to the Elevation Academy for sponsoring today's show. If you're interested in learning more, click the link in the show notes below. And remember, every property tells a story, every deal brings a lesson. Keep reaching for those goals, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and watching Raising a Flipping Bar. Just a basic overall disclaimer is that A, this is not legal advice. B, this is not tax advice. C, this is not financial advice. I hope you get the gist, but I'm obviously not a lawyer, not a CPA. Hell, I'm not even a real estate agent, actually. But in general, we hope you get a ton of value out of this, but there is a bit of a disclaimer. Please consult a professional if you have any questions whatsoever. Thanks for tuning in.